Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello one and all, and welcome to Behind the Glass, the podcast which aims to take you behind the scenes of the YouTube channel Seen Through Glass, as well as the automotive and social media worlds. I'm your host, Sam, from that YouTube channel Seen Through Glass. Alongside me is, of course, Mr. Tony from Gravelwood Car Sales.
I'm not going to wave this time because no. We're still in the same clothes from the last one.
Yes, eagle-eyed viewers will have realised that we have double recorded because, well, actually, I can't, would you have known... Basically, I'm going away. I don't know if I should do that exclusive reveal. But I'm going away. You'll find out more soon. I'm not going to say anything else.
Well, you'll probably be back by the time.
Probably. I'm so confused. If you haven't been listening to recent episodes, Tony and I recently launched a Patreon for our lovely podcast, which has received incredible support. And we love all of our patrons.
Thank you.
And there's a range of kind of like, would you call it rewards or benefits to being a patron, from stickers and t-shirts to getting access to these episodes a week early. And because of that, I'm so confused when we record as to what day or date I'm supposed to be referencing. But essentially, I think, I'm about to go away, so we're double recording two episodes, same evening. It's tough for us.
It is, yeah, because we've both been at work all day as well. So.
And it's hot. And if you didn't see last week's, Twiggy, my little puppy, is with us. And about an hour ago, she did a poo in the corner.
And it stunk.
And she's been quite distracting. But she seems to be going to sleep for this episode. So I'm really hopeful she's just going to pass out now and we can crack on. Because it is the return of Rate Your Rides.
Oh, the last one we'd done this was... went down well.
Oh, went down so well. If you didn't hear it, essentially, it's Tony and I going through cars that you have submitted, your cars that you've submitted for us to review. I mean, brave decision. Not for me to judge your car, but for Tony to judge your car. Because I think if you've ever listened to this podcast before, you'll know he's a savage.
Yeah, I can be, yeah.
You can be, yeah. And I often have to sort of implore you to be nice. And remember that we've got listeners from all over the world in all different cities. And you can't make stereotypes like, oh, it looks like it's a car from Coventry.
No.
as you did recently. We're gonna go through a handful of cars that have been submitted via email, via our Patreon, and share some of our thoughts, I think, and see what we can do. We've got a ton to go through, so we're just going to try our best. But before we do that, exciting news, because Harry's are back.
The shavers.
Yes, amazing. Our wonderful, lovely sponsor from a few months ago have very kindly said that they would willingly sponsor another episode. So thanks to all of you guys for jumping on that and checking them out. And I hope you all thought it was worthwhile because we're big fans of Harry's and what they offer. So we're going to do a little tiny infomercial here now where I tell you a little bit more about the wonderful world of Harry's. And then we'll be back to rate your rides.
I'm super excited to announce that we have once again teamed up with Harry's to offer you guys an amazing deal on their awesome trial set. If you don't know about Harry's, they have actually sponsored an episode of Behind the Glass before. They make quality, durable blades at a really affordable price, just £1.75 per blade. In recent weeks, as lockdown restrictions have been eased, we've been getting back out there, meeting up with family, friends, and even work colleagues, needing to look our best once again. I know from my side, as I've been filming more, I've been meeting up with dealers and collectors and manufacturers, and I had to get rid of the sort of disastrous facial fuzz that I'd grown during lockdown. Harry's ensures that because their razors mean that I can get a precise, clean shave. The other thing is, Harry's are super convenient. They deliver blade refills to your door on your schedule. So if you're interested in setting up a subscription and getting your trial set for just £3.95, head over to harrys.com/behindtheglass. In that trial set, you'll get an amazing handle, of course the razor itself, a shaving gel, and a little travel case. In addition to that, if you do set up your subscription, you'll get a free shower gel. Now, I have to admit, I'm obsessed with the shower gel. Harry's very kindly sent me some after the last sponsorship, and the thing smells amazing. So yes, you kind of want to just get the trial set so that you also get the shower gel. So yes, once again, head over to harrys.com/behindtheglass and set up your subscription now. I promise you, you won't regret it. Thanks for the support.
Let's just kick things off straight away.
When did you get the list, by the way?
So some of these were made up from my previous list, and then I asked the patrons to submit new cars.
Okay.
Because last time we did it, we had like 1,000 entries, and we only did about 10 cars in the episode.
We did, yeah.
So I went back through and picked out some of those, and then I say, and then we've got a handful from Patreon too.
Okay, good.
So we'll see how we get on. I'm going to kick things off with David, who has this 964. Now, this looks a bit like a TGE mobile. It's a dark blue 964 with the kind of right wheels. The reason I'm loving it, it's got a white dot with, I'm assuming, his racing number. Maybe it's his birth year. It says 94 on it. Tony, talk to me. We recently did our Porsche special where you admitted you owned a 996, but you're looking at this very quizzically.
Yeah, because it's not a 964, it's a 996.
Did I say 964?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You said 964.
It's because of the number 94 on the...
That's what I'm looking at. That's I'm thinking, that's a 996.
I'm sure I meant to say 996. If I didn't say 996, I apologise. I was thrown off by the 94 on the door.
Fair.
But it's a 996.
It's a 996.
And I think quite a nice one.
Yeah. Have you had any problems with it? I mean, he can't reply.
He can't reply. No. We should have called him. He's a patron, so we should have given him a call.
We should have called him.
What do you think about the dot and the number? Maybe he's 94 years old.
He's doing well every year. Getting then it's impressive. Out of the Porsche.
That's what I mean. At that point, it has to be applauded.
Yeah, if you're 94, it's impressive. If you're not, it's not impressive.
I would not put a number in it. I'm assuming the number has significance to him in his life.
Maybe it's
I would
his
just
birthday.
Have a white dot. What was his birth? Oh, what his birth year?
1994.
Yeah, it's not birthday, birth year.
Oh yes, but it will be his birthday on in 1994 when he was born.
Yeah,
but there's just a couple of numbers in between.
Let's not get into it. But okay, fine. I think it's nice, and I'm coming round to these. I'm still not a big... I say I'm not a big 996 fan, but I kind of love the 996 GT3 RS.
Yeah, of course.
Because it's a Stradale rival, so I'm a fan of that.
A Metzger engine.
Yeah, exactly. And actually 996 GT3, but the Gen 2. We're getting really nerdy here. Anyway,
I like that colour, though, that midnight blue.
Agreed. Moving on. We've got another David here.
What? Hello?
This is Dave from Hong Kong. Now, this is a Gallardo Superleggera Mark II.
Okay.
My audience will know, my seen-through glass audience, and this podcast audience, I'm a big fan of Superleggera at the moment.
You?
Yes, but I'm more Gen 1 than Gen 2.
Okay.
But this does look good as a car. How do you feel about the colour?
I'm not impressed. Lambos are always good-looking cars. They always have been. They're poster cars, and that will sound great as well, that car as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably built awful, right? Because it was Audi then.
Yeah, I've heard the Gen 2s took a huge step forward in reliability from the Gen 1s. So I don't know what I'm thinking about looking at Gen 1s. What an idiot. But I like this. I mean, I like the look. For me, I have a very bad stereotype issue with this gen of Lamborghini. Because I think when I started seeing through glass, these cars were at every dodgy car meet I went to.
Yeah.
Because I was doing a lot of dodgy car meets back then, just to get access to anything.
Mm-hmm.
And they often had horrible modifications.
Yeah.
Were driven by not very nice people. And I just kind of got this image of like dodgy Lambo.
Yeah. I mean, I have a view, but I'm not. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Because I've already said don't talk about Coventry.
No, Birmingham. Just don't talk about... Yeah, don't Anything. Be derogatory about Lamborghini owners.
No. Oh, if only Paul Wallace was here.
But oh, no, I'd go in then.
For Hong Kong, kind of cool. I think, you know, seeing a brightly coloured Lambo in a city is always kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, the Lamborghinis are meant to be bright, mate.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I mean, it looks like Archie Hamilton's wrapped it, but...
Well, that's in David. Is this a wrap or is this a paint? Because it could be a paint, but I think it's a wrap.
I think it's a wrap as well, yeah.
David, let us know in the comments below. But I'm a fan. I'm approving... I think you've got a cool car there. In Hong Kong, I know cars are expensive, so...
Yeah, I mean, I'm a fan of the car, as in the way it looks and sounds.
Before David did what he did. Okay, moving on. Now, this we're going to have to zoom in on is Eric's BMW, I'm going to say, collection. At the top, he's got a Z4. I think M? It's stock. It's
an M.
I maybe have to bring up his email. And then a very tuned M4. So let me see if I can bring up his email quickly. Because he did have a lot of information.
Is that David again?
No, this is Eric.
That's Eric.
This is Eric now. So here we go. David, Eric, where are you? Because I don't want to get the information wrong about your BMWs. Now, would you have a garage made up of two cars of the same make? Would
Does your future wife know you get messages like that?
Don't start. Don't start pretending to see things on my emails that aren't there. Hold on a sec, Eric, where are you? Now I can't search my email chain. But go on, Tony. Distract the audience whilst I'm searching. Would you have a two-car garage from the... Like, would you have a... You would. You'd have a GT3 RS and a Macan GTS, wouldn't you? Yes, you would.
Yeah, maybe, but I mean, they're very similar.
So the cars, to break it down, from Eric, one of our patrons, 2016 BMW Z4 2.8 iM package, just aesthetic tweaks, and then a 2019 BMW Z4, but tuned with race chip, producing 509 horsepower.
Oh, that's the new shape car.
2019.
Ah. Mm. No, I mean, they are a little bit different. Yeah. I mean, is that a family car?
I don't know, M4, I mean...
Is it a 4 or 3?
Yeah, it's a 4.
That's not a family car.
Also, Eric, you're very American, because only Americans really make a big deal about the model year.
Yeah, they do.
Do you notice
yeah.
that? They always go, it's a 2016 Z4.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yeah.
But you said it's a 2019 Z4.
It's a 2019 M4.
Oh, okay, fine. Right, so we're on a 2019 M4.
Yeah,
so that
tuned.
Must be a comp.
Tuned.
That's a tuned car.
So I don't think it's a comp. I think it's just a tuned M4.
Okay, so in this country, I don't think you can get a 2019 M4. I think they've got to be a comp, but I'm not sure about America. So Eric,
this is getting so complicated.
Eric, can you help us?
Eric, we're freaking out, Eric. We don't know what we're talking about, Eric.
And I mean, they both Z4. Go sideways.
Yeah, I mean, cool.
Can he?
The thing is, right, I think both doing the same job.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah, but with two more seats, you can bring your mates along in the M4.
I guess if you're a big BMW fan.
Yeah.
Go on,
I mean,
Eric.
Obviously he is.
Go on, Eric. Yeah. I mean, why not? Crack on, son. But still, we don't care about what year it is. Having said that, it's because here we do the whole like Gen 1, Gen 2. Like, and I guess that's what the model year relates to.
Okay.
I guess. You don't care, do you?
Not really.
Still, going on the patron theme, all of these cars have been from our patrons. We're now looking at John's 1982 320 BMW. Go
that
on,
is
mate.
Really cool.
Why are you liking that so much?
Because I was born in 1981.
Did you go home from the hospital in one of those?
Probably.
You really like that?
Yes.
I like
that. It's really cool.
It's got like BBS style wheels, right?
Yes.
Which is pretty good. And it's pretty standard apart from that. Simplistic looks, iconic BMW red, nice boxy shape.
Is it a 320?
320, yeah.
Yeah, see, but
326. Does that mean it's 6 cylinder?
Six cylinder, yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. That's what they were then. But
just checking.
It wasn't very fast.
Oh, it wasn't very fast.
It was embarrassing, actually, but
but you know what, now doesn't matter. It's like Aston Martin Vantage interiors when they were making them in 2018. Disaster. Now kind of retro chic,
kind of Mercedes.
No, as in like old Vantage interiors now.
Oh, okay, fine.
All
fine,
it's
fine.
Taken is for them to stop making the car and it actually be kind of old school, cool, and okay. Not matter.
Yeah.
But when it was like, go and buy yourself a brand new Vantage with that infotainment system, it was a joke.
Yeah, it's not on.
So you're a big
I
fan
like
of
that.
This?
Yeah, I
wow.
like that.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Probably worth a few quid.
Probably worth a few quid. And I guess the most racy variant they would have done was an Alpina version, right? Because they weren't doing M3s back then, were they?
No, but I bet they'd done an...
Oh, no, they would have. Is that an E30?
No, that's the one before, isn't it?
Thank you.
That
I'm going to get absolutely ruined in the conversation.
You are going to get ruined. That would have been... They still would have done a 325i M...
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
I'm going to stop talking before I get myself in more trouble with the BMW community, which I'm trying to appease these days with all my BMW content. But John, you're getting the seal of approval from Tony, and I think it's nice as well. Like, you know, nice thing to cruise along in. Now, Keith. Keith has got a 718 Cayman GTS, so the natural, the 4-litre GTS.
New car.
New car, wrapped I think he said it was satin PPF.
So it's Guards Red.
Guards Red, satin PPF with an... Now, I'm going to come out and say it, Keith. I don't like your Porsche decals. That might be rude of me, but you've got a big... You've got a racing stripe over the middle with the Porsche logo, and you've got Porsche down the side. I just personally am not a fan. I prefer the cleaner looking Caymans. A lot of people put decals on their Caymans. Just not a fan. Rest of the car, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I don't really like to agree with you, actually, because I don't really like to do a counter argument, but I would have not sat in PPF'd it and just left it Guards Red and probably just left it as it is. A very nice car, by the way.
Have you driven one?
No.
No, nor have I.
But
I think we should.
Yeah, you can imagine it's probably a dialed down GT4.
But the thing is, I've had a few people say that actually, firstly, I had somebody in the know at Porsche say that the GT4 has something over the Spider still. Mm. And that engine and that whole setup makes more sense in GT4 than Spider. And I should have a go in one, which I need to do. But I had quite a few messages from people saying GTS is actually more appealing money wise. Like everything about it is worth looking at. Manual
PDK
only?
As well.
Oh, it is PDK.
PDK. I think you can. I'm not sure if you can have both, but I think you can have both.
I thought it was manual only.
No, well, no, I think you have PDK. 100% I think you can have PDK.
Maybe when we're allowed to be in a car again together, which feels like...
We can, can't we now?
Are we allowed?
Yeah, we're in a bubble, aren't we?
I don't want to be in a car with you.
No.
we are in a bubble though, so I think, yeah, maybe we can. Well, let's think about that, but we should go and drive one together.
Yeah.
I'll drive first, then you drive.
That's a crash.
You drive first and I'll drive and we'll share our opinions back to back.
Okay.
Let's do that. It's a good video.
We done that before. Remember that the turbocharged car you bought, the 718 thing.
Did you drive that on camera?
Yeah, you bought it.
Yeah, yeah, for the test drive.
Yeah.
But I don't think we filmed your reaction, did we?
Probably not. No. You probably cut it out.
We've moved on. Simply modified. Now, I've got some sad news about this car.
So have I. It's not Ferrari.
No, it's not a Ferrari, it's an Abarth.
So why has it got Ferrari on the side?
No, it doesn't. It has an Abarth Scorpion within the Ferrari crest.
Oh, apologies.
As all true Abarthisties.
Abarthisties.
I just made that up. Basically try and claim any kind of links to Ferrari. Do you remember the Ferrari Edition 695?
My
Ferrari paint on my Biposto.
Correct.
Any links we can come up with. So he's gone with the Scorpion inside. He's got the Marlboro sponsorship from the Ferrari F1 team. A few other bits going on. This is actually a 500C. Again, US plate. So I don't know. I don't think they get 595s and bits over there, do they?
I
think they
just get
a Bath 500. Anyway, correct me if I'm wrong. I quite like these mods. People can go a little bit out there on the Abarth mods. I actually quite like these. I think I like the wheels. I like the overall package.
It's convertible.
It's convertible. Now, another thing I'm a fan of, because back in the day, historically, all the Abarths, they used to use the convertibles. If you look at a 595 SS that Joe Macari have got in stock right now, lovely looking car, convertible roof. I am all up on... You're not saying anything, and that really makes me nervous. I'm all up on getting another Abarth at the moment.
Okay. I mean, you have actually said that a few times.
Yeah. Because the X3 is great, but in and around London, I wouldn't mind something a bit more leery, a bit more fun here and there. Just if I'm just popping down something just a bit boy racer, a bit loud. And
would you want a competizione thing?
I'd want a 595 competizione, and I think I'd want the convertible.
What?
Yeah. Because I know we're in the UK and today's the only hot day of the year, but I think I would.
We'll give it to Vicky.
No, just to change it up, change the scene. Because that's the classic cars all had foldable roofs.
Men can drive this thing. I mean,
it's owned by Simply Modified, who's a man, I think. Simply Modified, if you're a girl, you're a legend. But
yes, that's what I would think. I mean,
you've just made the assumption it's a girl, which is probably very,
I hope it's a girl.
Very un-2020 of you. Men can own these cars. I owned an Abarth.
It'll be recaptured very quickly.
I'm a fan of this, Simply Modified. I wish I knew your name. But thank you for sending it in. Thank you for supporting the podcast via Patreon. And the sad news is, it sold this car.
Sad news for who, the owner or the new bloke?
I would say the owner. Unfortunately, like so many of us, he had to grow up and get something a bit more sensible for the Daily Mars. I think he's in a Honda hatchback or something. I can't quite remember. I say
much
he,
better choice.
She, they are in a Honda hatchback. Anyway, you know, I'm a big fan. You shouldn't have sold it. I would have bought it if I'd known it was for sale. Because I think I'm in the market. I'm just going to come out and say that. I'm in the market. If you've got 595, Competizione, soft top, I'll buy it from you. There we go. Tony's speechless. Victor coming in hot with a Miami Blue GT4. 718 Miami Blue GT4. And a 570S. Now, what I love here is he's got the Porsche for when the McLaren doesn't work, which so is every day of the week. But the thing is, right, I like this. This is a cool sports car, two-car garage, I think. 570S, we know, unbelievable performance when they turn on. Still very capable on track. Great for the long-distance road trips as well, because McLaren's comfort when they dial everything down, fantastic.
Good value.
Good value. But then GT4 is a track toy, manual, usable power, Porsche, cool colour. What did you say about value for the McLaren?
It's good value for money.
Oh, and if he bought it used, what if he bought it new?
Well, then he's died. Then he could have bought two Caymans.
Then you're in trouble, Victor. But you know what? As long as you enjoy it, and Victor, you know what? Do McLaren a favour here. Comment below. Have you been all right with that car? Maybe you've had a great experience. Maybe you did buy it from new. Maybe you haven't had one issue. Maybe you love it. And fair play.
Or maybe he took a picture of it, the doors up because he can't get them down.
He doesn't want to get trapped inside. I've noticed that the window's down as well. Yeah, that's so he can crawl out in case the doors get locked. But I'm really liking that GT4 spec. I've seen a few in that colour now, and spiders as well. It's a nice, strong colour for the 718.
I wonder if it's got ceramics and yellow stitched inside. They look really nice.
They're really fantastic.
Really good.
I do love the look of the 718 GT4. You know, I still need to drive it, but... Oh, carrying on my Porsche thing, okay, Carrera T replacement, I mean, we could be 6 months away from that, people. I'm just biding my time, saving a bit of money so I can go big or go home. But GT4 is definitely something I'm keeping my eye on.
Mm.
And I think logically I would lean towards 981, but I just love the look of the 718 GT4.
Yeah, well, I've said before, I think the 718 drives much better than the 981.
I know you do, but I disagree with you. Moving on, before I get carried away, I want to come on to Callum. Now, I've waited to bring Callum up.
Oh, no.
Because I want to capture... Okay, it's a Renault.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Please say it's a Renault 5 Turbo.
No. Oh. It's a Megane. I think it's a 250. And it looks like this.
Oh! So, what's happened?
I don't know if Callum works for DHL. If he does...
Or sponsored by them.
If you do, let us know who the contact is. He's gone all out on the DHL specs, so much so that inside, he's got all the bits. Red roll cage, yellow harnesses. Now,
does he go on track? Because if I went on track, I'd deliberately roll it.
It's brave. It's bold. I mean, part of me has to applaud it. And maybe the photo he sent in is ironic.
Callum, how old are you? Put in the comments. If you're...
if it ends with teen,
And yeah, if you're early 20s, I'll forgive you.
No.
If you're 45.
Okay. If you're 45, you're a legend.
And the pilot of the plane.
You're an absolute legend. I think that car arguably is only acceptable if your age ends in teen. Because 19. If you're trying to get a job, what, 18, 17, when can you...
Mate, you can't get insured on that age.
Okay, fine. But if you're going for a job interview or turning up in that car, I mean, that's brave, isn't it? Or, I mean, it's like, it's kind of, the car itself is cool.
Or if you're a director of a business and about to make half your staff unemployed and you turn up in that, I mean, bloody that's not hell. Funny.
Callum, I quite like a brave car spec or wrap or whatever. And I like individualization, but that is, you are really like, I'm confident in myself and my abilities. Because also, if you are going on track, people are going to notice what you're doing because your car's going to be the brightest car there.
100%. And we probably figured out he's probably not particularly a large man or even really that tall.
Because of the carbon seats?
Because how do you get in and out?
Corbo seats, harnesses. Roll cage. I mean, it's dedication.
Play.
I mean, go on, Callum. You're mental, but I love it. Right, let's move on because, you know, this podcast shouldn't be only about the patrons. We do love them, but we've got a lot of other people that we can chat to. Big, wider audience out there. So we're going to kick things off now with the non-patron cars. I've just seen the caption on this. I know which car it is. Here we go. It's Dan's Rally Panda. Boom.
Is that a UK car?
Okay, hold on a sec. Let me open it up just so we can zoom in a bit more because on my laptop it's a bit small. It's a UK car and it has the ultimate drive the world modifications.
No, that's so quite cool, mate.
You like it?
Yeah.
I love you for saying that. It's a Fiat Panda. For audio listeners, it's got rally lights up on the front grille and it's got a roof rack, but it's kind of like an open vintage roof cage more than a roof rack. I can't tell if it's been lifted. I think maybe it's just a pan. Did they do a Panda Big XL
like
or something?
Like an all-wheel thing.
Anyway, I think it looks amazing.
Well, you could drive that across Africa. It'd be absolutely fine.
Yes.
Perfect.
Maybe that's what Dan's going to do.
Are you Dan?
Dan, what a legend. Because my big thing is, I often film supercars and we talk about supercars, talk about very expensive cars. But you don't have to have expensive cars to have fun and individualization and go on adventures. That screams adventure to me.
Absolutely.
I look at that and I think, wow, where are you going to go?
It's like a squash Suzuki Jimny.
Yeah, but kind of cooler because it's weirder.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, as long as you're not just going back and forth to Sainsbury's in it, I'm applauding it.
No, he's not. He's got a
roof rack. He's got to be going to Scotland
somewhere.
Or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Portugal, wherever you want to go. Like, the world's your oyster in a Rally Panda.
Very good.
Legend. Love that. Eduardo.
You thought I was going to go in on that car,
I thought you were going to go absolutely in. I was fully prepared to like come and beat you up. Now, Eduardo has sent in this car from Franca. I think it's from France. Now, it is, of course, a WRX STI. It's completely stock.
Good.
And that's why I've included it.
Good.
Because it looks fantastic.
How old is it? That's the newer shape car, isn't it?
Is that what they call the final edition?
Yeah.
Was it the one before the final edition?
Trying to work out how... It's not the...
You'd know more than me. This isn't quite my area of expertise.
I feel a bit sorry for Subaru owners and Subarus in general because obviously there's no call for them anymore. Really sell them anymore because the Germans have taken over, obviously. And why would you buy one of them? You can buy an S3 or a Golf R just as fast. And they work. As in, they work properly. What I mean is that... They've got all the creature comforts in them and they're not...
Well, I think the biggest competition for this is the Focus RS. Because I wouldn't compare this with an S3. I wouldn't compare it with a C43. Like, this is more a bit of rally heritage, cheap, affordable, fun driving. You know, manual, engaging, low power, whatever.
Yeah, but they're that money. That's what I'm saying. They're the 30-odd grand mark, and that's what... There was a big shift in power when...
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Because people would buy them because they were cheap and they were fast, whereas now, obviously, all the Germans have caught up with the hot hatches and they're a lot more practical and they've got much better tech and they hold their money better. Although, actually, they do hold their money
well. They hold their money well, I think.
They do, yeah.
Oh, and stock. That's why I saw that email. I was like, oh my God, I've got to include this because I think he said he's just changed the silencers to get a bit of noise. But otherwise, the car is largely stock. And that is, in the Mitsubishi and the Subaru world, very hard to come by.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're not great to drive, to be fair. They're not refined. I mean, they've got a bit of character, which is good.
Yeah.
And they're really not that fast.
No, that's why people train them. Currently, yeah. But you know, they've got their own thing. You see them on the road, you go, oh, cool.
Yeah, you look.
I notice.
Yeah.
Cool. They went through a bit of a bad stage, a bad reputation, I think.
But they did,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, now they've got their market. And I've been true. I've always lusted after an Evo Tommy Macklin edition.
Mm. It's a few quid.
Do you ever get the feeling that you're on the Truman Show? Do you ever see that film with Jim Carrey? Mm. Your life's being filmed? Like, sometimes I think that's me because I'll start listening to a song and then it will appear on the radio 2 weeks later. I'm like, why is everyone listening to that now? I start listening to that.
Oh, okay.
And this happened with the Tommy Macklin edition. I was like, oh, I think I'll start looking at Tommy Macklin. And they were like 20 grand for a nice one. 50 grand now.
That's Evo 6
yeah,
or 5?
Evo 6.
That is the best car. Best,
oh, 100%. The thing is, I'm fully aware that I have a bit more of an effect on that because obviously if we start talking about cars a lot, other people start thinking about them and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
I'm not saying we affect the market because that's a big statement, but I get that. But it just frustrates me because I really thought TME, I should have just jumped on it when they were 18 or 20 grand.
Yeah.
And now they're big money, so yeah. My fault. Let's bring it back to Porsches because you know that's where we're happy. Rob submitted this lovely 964 Targa Outlaw.
That's cool.
Ooh. It's dark green. It's got a white dot, racing dot on the circle. Black Targa hoop, little ducktail.
What's that thing there?
I think that's signifying outlaw. It's the movement. Rod Emery is the big guy in America. I think that's his symbol. But it's just kind of like hint towards the fact that it's been like modded slightly, but in a cool way. I love this, I have to say. I think he's done it immaculately. It looks fantastic. It probably goes really well if it's an outlaw. The main reason I love it is look at the rest of his lineup. He's got a 997 next to it and then a BMW. Is that an X5?
Looks like a 5, yeah.
What a lineup.
Yeah, that looks like a real immaculate. I mean, look at the roof, mate.
Immaculate.
It looks like it's been completely restored.
Don't you want to get in it and go for a drive?
Yeah, I do.
You know what I mean? Like, you just like, I want to drive to a coffee shop somewhere. Just have a nice time. Grow
again,
a beard.
Again, I mean, they don't drive very well, though. Like, they'd be awful
really?
To drive.
Really? But you're very weird about this.
Yeah.
Because you think my 360 doesn't drive well.
Well, I mean, it doesn't. What do you mean I think?
I walked into that one. But no, but you're not exactly pro the elder car.
No, I like modern stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. So I'm going to just ignore your comments there.
Rob,
we are.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that is a fantastic bit of kit.
Rather look at it than drive it.
Now, a man with a great name, Sam, with his R32 Golf.
If that's not done a lot of miles, that car, that is worth a fortune.
Go on.
There's not many of them.
Mm-hmm.
They sound great.
Sound the bomb.
They sound the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
I think they look really good as well with the two exhaust pipes coming out the back. Did I ever buy one of them when I was younger? No, I didn't because I couldn't afford one. There was still a lot of money back then. But I always wanted one.
The car I really want is the Mark IV. This is the Mark V. So I wanted the Gen 1, the Mark IV, which had the Haldex, whatever thing.
Yes, yeah.
And it was a huge engine in a tiny car. I don't know if people like the Mark IV.
I preferred this one.
You preferred this one,
did
you?
I did, yeah.
I think this one was a bit more punchy.
Yeah.
This was basically an S3? Or an RS3?
S3.
Yeah, it's a proper S3.
But fundamentally, mate, like, not very fast for a big 3.2 litre. And that was the problem with it.
I think it's quick for back then and stuff.
Quick for back then, but, you know, like, they didn't really get a lot of power out for a 3.2 V6 engine.
Yeah.
But you don't buy it for that.
No, sounds cool, as you say, value. And I'm desperate to have a go in a Mark IV one because that was when I was growing up, my first car was a Mark IV Golf. And the thought of an R32 was just like, oh my freaking God. And you do not see them again unmolested or at all very often.
Yeah.
They sounded amazing too. And then I feel like Mark V got a little bit more awareness and stuff.
Yeah.
And then did they go Mark 6 is when they bought in the R?
Golf R.
Okay, fine.
Which is so when they made millions of them. Yeah. So they didn't make a huge...
No.
I mean, they did make a few, but the thing is they were quite a lot more money than a GTI.
Yeah, it was still a bit niche and it was for various... So I'm a big fan of this. I think it's great. It's in the kind of iconic colour, the right wheels, and Tony's right, depending on mileage and condition. I think you're on a bit of a winner there. And if I'm honest, if you're someone who's into your hot hatches or financially, this is kind of where you can put your money, this kind of stuff I think is just genius.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of these kind of cars I harked on for a while about C36 AMG, Gen 1 RS4s we know have gone insane. Gen 1 RS6s, weirdly a bit more affordable, but apparently a nightmare to run. What are the hot hatches from this kind of era? The BMWs weren't doing...
Yeah, the 2-litre S3.
2-litre S3, which I actually had. Gen 1 S3,
yeah,
I had.
Yeah.
Manual. I had it with the proper race seats and everything like that. It was a dreamy little car. What was that weird BMW with the really short back? Do you know which one I meant? It was like a...
Compact.
Three series, was it? Three series compact. That was a weird little car.
I mean, not desirable at all.
Not desirable. Mercedes at this point didn't have an A class or B. They had the B class. Yeah, they weren't doing much hatchy.
Yeah.
Renault were doing nice things. 182.
Yeah, all the French, and then obviously you had Vauxhall and Ford as well.
Good point.
So you had the Focus RS and the Astra VXR. Yeah. Was it a VXR then? Probably just, was it? Yeah, it would have been, wouldn't it? 2005.
That's some nice cars in that era.
Yeah.
It's a cool little era for hot hatches. Yeah. Well, I think fundamentally it's a good place to segue very quickly, because I need to find out some more cars. Tell me what has been going on down at Gravelwood. You said to me the other day that you're still somehow struggling for stock.
Yeah, really, like really, really short of cars. So if any of you guys looking to sell your car, that 0 to 4 year old up to sort of 40,000 miles and prestige and sports, please get in touch with us, DM or email or call us, and you know, we come and collect and whatnot. So, yeah, we're really, really, really short of cars at the minute.
It's mad, isn't it, how the world's been changing.
Honestly, yeah.
Not something you'd usually expect. Right, we're going to get a chance it now and go through a few emails. We may repeat some of the ones we did before, because I didn't think we'd get through the others so quickly. We're kicking things off with Claudio.
We've not seen this car.
No.
I mean, I would remember this.
There's a reason why. I've seen this car in the flesh.
Have you?
Yeah, I met this guy in Australia at a dealership.
It's not UK.
Australian guy, Australian car.
Oh.
I mean, it's wild. It's out there. It's not what I would do with a 360, as I think I might have said to Claudio on the day, but...
You sold him?
I think I would have, yeah, because... But he's to their own. Like, he loves it. He adores it. It's just a bit out there, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Not your kind of thing.
No. Don't think you should modify the Ferrari. It's something you do to a Lambo, not a Ferrari. You kind of leave a Ferrari as it is. So I'd have to agree with you. Just twice I've agreed with you today.
Oh, God, what's happening? Right, we're just going to be flicking. A very nice 911 manual 7-speed sport. God, there's a lot of information here. Leo, it just looks like a nice 911, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does look like, and it's a manual, which I don't like. I never understood that gearbox.
The 991 manual?
Yeah.
Not a fan of it?
No, too busy.
Too busy, too finite. Was it 7-speed?
7-speed.
Yeah.
Just changing gear.
He said that, to be honest, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, that was my fault. now, here we go. Martin has submitted his CLK 350, which, you know what? I test drove a CLK. When did I nearly buy a CLK?
Before you done YouTube?
Yeah, way before.
I was
going to
say,
YouTube. I think after I had the 330, I had my Golf, then I had, it was after my Golf. So I had a Golf, then my beloved grandfather passed away, but left me some money, 10 grand or something like that. And I was going to go out and I ended up getting the 330i Saloon BMW. But before that, I went and test over a CLK 320, like something with a big engine, but it was like 15 or 16 grand.
Yeah.
But it was nice.
You
quite liked it.
You picked the right car, though. You picked up the 3 Series. That's what I would have picked.
Yeah, it was too soft, the CLK. Black Series, I'm still so intrigued by. I would love to have a go in. Actually, just a CLK 55, whatever. Like, I'd like to make it look like a safety car from F1. This, it's all right, isn't it?
I mean, that's not a bit of me. I'm sorry. I mean,
it's not a bit of me. I'm going to be honest, Martin. Like, fair play, each to their own. I'm not really a fan of that.
Maybe it was spoiled. I mean, no, not for me.
It's going to move on past. Oh, he submitted it 3 times. We love you, Martin, though. Keep listening. Thank you for tuning in. now, Jake has submitted an SVJ. I wonder whether it is his SVJ or whether he's just seen it at a local car meet.
Which is what it looks like.
Which is what it looks like. Great photos though, Jake. And if it is your car, then, I mean, you, well done, I guess. Continuing on. Now, here's an interesting car from Michael. The Jaguar XKR. I think we previously spoke about XKRS and the XKRS GT. But actually, as Michael's pointed out, $25,000 for a V8 Jag from 2014, it's not that old.
I've just sold one for 18 grand.
No, you haven't.
2012 XKR that I wouldn't normally retail because it's a little bit old for us, but we're so short of stock.
How dead are the interiors?
Yeah, they are a bit old. Okay. And the cameras, like, you know, you notice things like when you get in a modern car now and you put the camera in. The camera, the rear camera.
The reverse camera. I don't know.
Yeah.
I had a reversing camera. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
What? 2012?
Yeah, you realise. Yeah, no, I had a reverse camera, yeah.
Go on.
But I mean, they were terrible. It was it's like looking for your glasses.
Can't see anything.
With fog on it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Whereas I don't know what car I got into recently that I couldn't believe it had a reversing camera and it was equally as appalling. But I like these XKRs. I think they look ace. If you find a nice example with a good engine, do they work in your...
Yeah. So the engine and gearboxes are pretty good on them. They do have their odd electrical problems with the sat navs are crap. And I mean,
you know, older car.
But it's got a load of character. And they've kind of stabled in terms of money. You know, there were the 5 litre. Is that a 5? That looks like a 5 litre.
Yeah. I think the R's were all 5 litres, no?
Yeah, but they've done a 4.2. The Gen 1 was a 4.2.
Thank you.
So then...
2014 must be a later car.
So it's a 5 litre.
Amazing. Good shout. James Taylor, actually a guy I know.
Really?
With the Trekker, yeah. Remember we had a very modified Trekker before, the slammed one, which you actually loved and I couldn't believe that you loved.
Yeah.
Well, this is James. Has he ever appeared in one of my videos? Used to work at Lookers West London, Jaguar Land Rover. Okay. Super
what
nice.
What does he do now?
Super nice guy. I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
Okay, fine.
I'm sure I probably am, but hopefully he'll be back on the channel at some point. I don't think he ever actually appeared in the... Anyway, long story short. Super nice guy. And this is his Trekker, which I think is super cool because he submitted some pictures with, I'm assuming that's his son. I'm almost certain that's his son.
Him. He doesn't look old enough to drive.
it's definitely not him. So he basically ran Lookers West London. But yeah, he's had it for around 15 years. And it's just a thing just to trundle around in the summer when it's nice weather, pop down to the shops, do
What's
whatever.
It worth? What are they worth?
I have no idea. About 25p, aren't they, James?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
No idea.
They got a value?
Yeah, he's given it lower going, so it's only happy at 50 miles an hour.
Like your Ferrari?
Yeah. God, I hate you. But I like these kind of things. I think there's something at the moment. I keep getting distracted by this idea of like a summer car. Like, it's a very extravagant way to think of things. But I'm talking about like for a grand or 2 grand, like picking up real battered old MX5, like, just to throw around, have a roof down and potter around in.
You
Why
live
not?
In central London, mate.
Exactly.
With nowhere to park.
No, I know. I'm mad. But I just like the idea of a cheap, fun convertible. When I did Vlogari, the Italian series, I had that a Bath 124 Spider.
That 25 of us tried to get in.
Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot about that. What was that? Best of Italy?
Yeah.
And that was very illegal. We did load up a lot of people in that car and drove
Mate,
on the public
people
road.
Sitting in the boot.
I probably shouldn't talk about this anymore. No. But it was great because it was like a sort of affordable-ish, you know, like cheaply built, but fun, accessible. I just really enjoyed having that car.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm kind of like, oh, wouldn't it be nice? I remember Schmieded it a few years ago with the Morgan three-wheeler. My summer Schmorgan.
Schmorgan.
I think so. I think like Ivan the Volvo. You know, just something fun. And this kind of gives me that idea.
Just get another Volvo and cut the roof off. Then it looked exactly the same as that.
No, I'm not engaging you in that. I've got to have some water.
No, I get your point, but I mean, no.
Not for you. No. Okay, well, look, I think we'll leave it there. I feel like we've exasperated ourselves, our thoughts, and also our niceness. I worry that if we continue too much longer, things will rapidly descend downhill.
Because it's getting late and we're tired.
It's getting late and we're tired, and therefore I just worry about what you're going to say about future cars. But we will do another episode of one of these if we get the demand, if this goes down well, and we'll let you all submit some fresh requests rather than going through the old ones. But it felt like a good one to record and to do. So I hope you've enjoyed it. Patrons, thank you for submitting yours. If you're listening to us, Make sure to keep listening to us on whatever platform you are listening to us on, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it might be. If you're watching, make sure to hit subscribe to this YouTube channel. Turn on notifications so you don't miss future episodes. And we will catch up with you very, very soon.
After holiday.
No, it's not holiday. I'm on a...
What?
We didn't talk about what I was doing.
What are you doing?
I'm doing a work road trip, but I don't want to talk about it yet. Because I don't know if I've announced it. Anyway, goodbye. But before we do that, exciting news, because Harry's are back.
The shavers.
Yes, amazing. Our wonderful, lovely sponsor from a few months ago have very kindly said that they would willingly sponsor another episode. So thanks to all of you guys for jumping on that and checking them out. And I hope you all thought it was worthwhile because we're big fans of Harry's and what they offer. So we're going to do a little tiny infomercial here now where I tell you a little bit more about the wonderful world of Harry's. And then we'll be back to rate your rides.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.